How well do you handle losing things like your keys or a credit card? Or even if they're not found, they can be relatively easy to replace. What about if you lost your home? Now, I don't mean from a hurricane or something like that. I mean, what if you could no longer afford housing for you and your family? Well, this is a reality that women-headed families are dealing with at a much larger rate than other groups in the United States as well as elsewhere. My next guest is part of an organization that's teamed up with Lowe's to create solutions for this serious problem. One way has been taking place this past week, where she is currently still and talking to us from. Here are the details is the Chief Development Officer for Habitat for Humanity International, Colleen Ridenhour. Thanks for being here today, Colleen.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I want to give you listening a website for Habitat for Humanity. It's habitat.org, and specifically what we're talking about here, /women build. And I was looking at some statistics, Colleen. This is a Gallup poll from just a couple of months ago. The question was, have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to provide adequate shelter or housing for you and your family? All families answering said, 14% of them said that explains their situation. Among women-headed families, that 14% became 27%. So, Colleen, this is a much more significant problem than probably a lot of people realize.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's happening everywhere. It's a global crisis. Whether you're in a big city, the suburbs, rural areas, the affordable housing crisis is everywhere. And as you mentioned, it is disproportionately affecting women and their families. And Habitat and Lowe's are teaming up to do something about it. We're working this week on a project called International Women Build Week. And we're going to be building and repairing homes in 235 communities across the United States and Canada, working alongside low-income families to try to make a difference.
And this is a great idea, too, because it's great to have, I always say when they have national fill-in-the-blank day, it's great to have a day recognizing something, but it's important to make sure that day, or in this case, this week of recognition carries through and brings more people to the cause and to put some people power and money power behind the issue.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely know that the impact of International Women Build Week will extend far beyond the build sites this week. We've seen time and time again with our Habitat homeowners that affordable home ownership really does build the strength, stability, and self-reliance. And that stability lends to long-term outcomes. We know it leads to improved livelihoods. It helps with health and educational outcomes. And so International Women Build Week is helping put families on a path to a stronger, more stable financial future. We also know the impact of the volunteers we're going to have out on the build site will last far beyond this week. We have 6,000 women volunteers working with us on build sites across the country this week. And that's pretty remarkable to have the power of 6,000 women mobilized to enact change in their communities. We're looking to leverage the power of their voices, their hearts, and their hands as they're swinging hammers to really enact change across the country.
I'm glad you're bringing attention to this cause, too, because I think the assumption is for women-headed families, there's, again, the belief is there are all these local, state, and federal programs, and if you're a woman, you go to the front of the line in a lot of cases. But the truth is, a lot of these programs are overloaded, overstressed, underfunded, and this is one of the other reasons why the situation is what it is for women-headed families.
Yeah, it's true. Unfortunately, you know, the affordable housing crisis is affecting so many families. You mentioned some statistics. We know that 1 in 6 families today are spending, you know, half of their income on a place to live. So they're having to make really tough choices on putting a roof over their family's head or purchasing healthy food or paying for health care or educational costs. And it's really putting a burden on families. It doesn't matter where you live anymore. The housing costs are skyrocketing across the country, around the world. So Habitat's role in that process is really important. Giving our families the opportunity to pay an affordable mortgage gives them the opportunity to really create a budget that enables them to afford to pay for their family's other necessities, and that cannot be underestimated.
So Colleen Ridenhour, who is a Chief Development Officer for Habitat for Humanity International, habitat.org, and their special event this past week. You can learn more about that at /womenbuild. Yes, we have the links over on our page as well. And you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. We're also doing a #BuildHer campaign on social media, which you can learn more about on the website, along with local chapters near you. We're based in New Jersey. There are chapters throughout the state, and you can get involved physically with an effort or financially through the website. Again, that's at habitat.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So talk about the Habitat for Humanity family. What do they come forward with? What's expected of them? Because it's not just a simple, I'm going to sit and watch you build a house for me. There is involvement on the family's part.
Oh, absolutely. Habitat is known for our hands-up, not hand-out model. So our families come to us. We ask them to put in sweat equity into their home. So they help actually build their home and other homes in their community. And then before they move, when they move into their home, they are going to be paying an affordable mortgage. There's a myth that Habitat gives these houses away to the families, but that's not true. They'll actually be paying a mortgage when they move into their home. So it is a true partnership program with the families that come and are part of our program.
I've seen some of these projects, too, even just through our immediate area. It's amazing what the houses look like at the start, and a lot of times they're not ground-up builds. A lot of times they're rehabilitating, you know, not the best of facilities into very nice living facilities. The work that the volunteers do, along with experts that stand with them as well, in this case with Lowe's, they've been giving you terrific help this past week as well. It's amazing what the work of these volunteers create and wind up providing for these families.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. The home that we're on today is a brand-new home, so we're building it from the foundation up. But there are many homes that are being repaired this week, so we're going to be improving some homes and helping to improve the living conditions of some families. So it really runs the gamut from new construction to rehabbing homes, as you mentioned, and repairing homes. And thanks to Lowe's, we have Lowe's out on the build site actually helping to empower and educate our volunteers and our homeowners with the critical home repair skills that are needed to build these homes and repair these homes. And our volunteers are able to then take those skills and actually apply them to their everyday lives as well. And use them on their own homes once they leave the build site. So it is a great experience for our volunteers and helpful for our homeowners as they embark on this homeownership journey themselves.
So think of this for you listening. If you ever want to become a DIY person, if you volunteer for Habitat for Humanity, guess what? You're going to get the knowledge you need to whatever the things you learn, the abilities you learn in a Habitat for Humanity project. Guess what? Next time something goes foul in your home, you might just be able to fix it yourself.
That's absolutely right. I've learned a ton on job sites with Habitat.
Well, speaking of that, too, if someone wants to volunteer, what do they need and what do they have to bring to the table?
Well, I think all you need to bring is an open heart and an open mind. There's plenty of ways that you can get involved with Habitat, whether it's swinging a hammer or volunteering in our resource. I think reaching out to your local Habitat organization, you can search for your local Habitat organization in your local community at habitat.org. We're always looking for supporters in a variety of different capacities in your local community. So I encourage you, if you're interested in supporting our work and supporting our mission, to please reach out to the local Habitat in your neighborhood, in your community, to find out how you can help.
Which you can do easily by entering your zip code at habitat.org. You'll find multiple chapters that are near you. You'll be surprised just how prevalent the organization is, which represents really the level of need of what Habitat for Humanity provides families of all sizes and all degrees of abilities and needs. And also, if you are one of those families, habitat.org is the website as well to find out the starting point of how to become a Habitat for Humanity family. Learn more about all the work of the organization, how you can help, how you can receive. Everything included at habitat.org, and learn more about this project from this past week, the Women Build Week. It's /WomenBuild. We've been joined by the Chief Development Officer for Habitat for Humanity International, Colleen Ridenhour. Colleen, yours is an organization that truly does make a difference and empower people. And for that, we thank you for being here today, too.
Well, thank you so much for having me.